This is VOA News, to be a remote diver from Melbourne. During a tour of the Mayo Clinic, one of the nation's best known healthcare facilities, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence on Tuesday made a pitch to Americans who have recovered from COVID-19 to contribute blood plasma to potentially help coronavirus patients. Doctors at the hospital and research center told the vice president while there are encouraging reports about plasma therapy for coronavirus patients, as of yet, there are no conclusive studies. A doctor at the clinic told the vice president no recovered coronavirus patient who has been asked by the clinic to donate plasma has refused. Pence's quick trip to Minnesota amid the coronavirus pandemic was also designed to highlight increased nationwide testing of people for the coronavirus after a disappointing start compared to other countries. In addition, it put the spotlight on research designed to detect an active virus in patients and to confirm whether those who have been infected carry antibodies in their blood that could fight off subsequent exposure. The number of U.S. coronavirus cases in the United States topped the 1 million mark on Tuesday, even as several states began taking small steps to reopen for business. According to the count by Johns Hopkins University, 1 million is by far the largest for any country in the world. The global total number of cases is just over 3.1 million. More than 58,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. Some U.S. health officials say they believe the actual number of U.S. cases may be higher than reported because of a lack of testing and reporting. Also Tuesday, the International Rescue Committee warned that the number of COVID-19 cases in country at war, including Afghanistan, Syria, and Yemen, could exceed 1 billion. This is VOA News.